This is Akashvani, the news read by Neena Rakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will meet French President Emmanuel Macron in Mumbai today. During the meeting, the two leaders will review progress made in India-France strategic partnership and exchange views on issues of regional and global importance. Mr. Macron will be on a three-day official visit to India, beginning today at the invitation of Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in the AI Impact Summit. This will be President Macron's fourth visit to India and his first visit to Mumbai. The discussions will focus on cementing the strategic partnership and further diversifying it into new and emerging areas. In the evening, the two leaders will inaugurate the India-France Year of Innovation 2026 and address a gathering of business leaders from both countries. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and French Minister of Armed Forces and Veterans Catherine Vautrin will jointly chair the 6th India-France Annual Defence Dialogue in Bengaluru today. In a social media post, Defence Ministry said that the meeting will focus on renewing the Defence Cooperation Agreement for another 10 years and signing a Memorandum of Understanding for a joint venture to manufacture Hammer missiles. Prime Minister Narendra Modi met former President Ramnath Kovind at the newly inaugurated Prime Minister's office, Seva Tirth, yesterday. In a social media post, Prime Minister said, "Wonderful meeting, former President Ramnath Kovindji, and his insights on various subjects are always thoughtful and enriching." On the other hand, in a social media post, the former president said, "This building truly embodies Nagarik Devo Bhava, a sacred space for service, compassion, duty and nation first." Union Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will chair a high-level month-end meeting of cooperation ministers of states and union territories in Gandhinagar today. Cooperation Ministry said that the platform will enable a comprehensive review of key initiatives of the ministry, assessment of progress, exchange of best practices and experiences from states, and preparation of a coordinated roadmap for the future. Discussions will include the progress of establishing 2 lakh new multipurpose primary agricultural credit societies, dairy and fisheries cooperative societies aimed at providing fresh momentum to the rural economy. The meeting will also focus on the role, participation and expectations of states in newly formed national-level cooperative institutions to strengthen cooperatives in the areas of exports, organic farming and quality seed supply. Union Education Minister will host a special session titled Ministry of Education, Pushing the Frontier of AI in India at the India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi today. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan and Minister of State for Education Jayant Chaudhary will attend the session, underscoring the ministry's continued push to harness the transformative potential of artificial intelligence in education. Moreover, Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch 2 national initiatives at the India AI Summit in New Delhi today. These initiatives include Strategy for Artificial Intelligence in Healthcare for India, SAHI, and Benchmarking Open Data Platform for Health AI, BODH. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla will attend the swearing-in ceremony of BNP Chairman Tariq-e-Rehman as Prime Minister of Bangladesh in Dhaka today. Foreign Minister Secretary Vikram Misri will also be present on the occasion. Bangladesh Nationalist Party BNP-led alliance has secured landslide victory in recent parliamentary elections. Sri Lanka have sealed Super 8 berth in the T20 World Cup with a commanding victory over Australia at Palakkale International Stadium in Kandy last night. Powered by a breathtaking unbeaten century from Pathumnesanka, Sri Lanka chased down the target in emphatic fashion, racing to 184 for 2 in just 18 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.